Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa huwa al-'aliyyul 'azim. Sadaqallahu al-'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Wa salamun 'ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Al-Aliyyu and Al-Kabiru. Al-Aliyyu and Al-Kabiru. Al-Aliyyu is translated as the Most High. Allah is the one who is the Most High. And Al-Kabiru means the greatest. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And both of these names, according to Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, are very, very similar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh explains that Al-Aliyyu, the Most High, actually means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Most High in every capacity and in every measure. Allah is the Most High above human comprehension. Allah is the Most High above human comprehension. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that what is your creation, O insan? What is your creation, O insan? As compared to the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has created. Insan is nothing. And so the word Al-Aliyyu comes from the root words Ala ya'lu uluwan. Ala ya'lu uluwan, which means very high, which means lofty. And Al-Ali in the Quran generally comes with the other name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Kabir. So for an example, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. Ali also comes with Azim. And again, in the very famous verse of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And Ali, Al-Aliyyu, actually comes in the Quran approximately 8 times. Now, ulama have mentioned that when a person understands the name Al-Aliyyu and Al-Kabiru, that Allah is the Most High, that He is the greatest, that He is the Most Powerful, this should be enough for a person, that it should open up the threads of his intelligence and his intellect to show humility in this world. Because Allah is the Most High. You can be in a building that has got many, many floors, and you might be looking down upon people on the fifth floor. But the problem is, there are still so many people that are on top of you, but you are looking down at them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah is the Most High. The biggest blasphemy that comes from Fir'aun, for which he was punished, is the fact that he made a claim. And he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. He would say to his people that I am not only your Lord, but I am the greatest Lord. I am the most high. There is no one except for me. Takabbur. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And every time he would walk and people would see him, they would bow down to him. That is the way it was during the days of Fir'aun to greet him. That you would put your head down like what we do ruku'. They would put their heads down to Fir'aun. And he would say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am the greatest of your lords. From all the lords that you know of, I am the greatest, the most powerful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. And punished him in such a way that even the earth refused to bury him. Nothing was accepting the body of this mal'oon in the creation of Allah. Nothing was accepting. The ocean, the seas, the earth, nothing was accepting. Wherever this mal'oon went, it threw him out. Wherever he went, it threw him out. Wherever he went, it threw him out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left it for ibrat. So humanity can take heed. A man should understand that Allah is azim, Allah is kabir, and Allah is ali, the most high. The most high. Something that we need to understand. Very, very important. Allahu Akbar. So that a person becomes humble. Humility, this is something which is very, very important. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam giving nasiha to his son, he said to his son, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. O my son, don't walk upon this earth arrogantly. You will often find youngsters in their youth, just on Evington Road, you'll see them, they don't walk, they are bouncing. What are they doing? Bouncing. You hear that? Allah. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Abhin bachcho ko kao, jihad mein jao. Sab ki izar dheeni ho jaye. All show. This is dhoka. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Don't walk arrogantly. Allah is saying that you're walking arrogantly. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. That you by your weight cannot even rip open the earth. Do you think you are so heavy that by you walking on the earth will split open? وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. And do you think you are so high? Your height does not even reach the heights of the mountain. Allah is saying, look at the mountains that surround you. And look at yourself. وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Look at your height and look at the height of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what are you doing? And so that is why all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his attributes, through his sifat, has explained to the people of Iman that humility and humbleness is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this attribute in a person. Look at Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. On one occasion, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't even give you permission to say that I am better than Yunus alayhi salam. Don't even say that. Halaki, the truth is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the leader of all the prophets, the highest in rank, including the angels, including every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But humility as such, don't even say, I am better than Yunus alayhi salam. I don't like you saying that you put the prophets in ranking, that that Nabi is in this position, Musa alayhi salam fits here, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes here, Isa alayhi salam comes here, Nuh alayhi salam comes here. Don't do that. This was humility. Although we know that the greatest is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he did imamat. So people understand. So he was the one who led the Prophet Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam in salah, so that it becomes apparent and clear to everyone that he is Sayyidul Anbiya. He is the Imam. He is Sayyidul Anbiya. And so Al-Ali means the one who is the most high. Allah is the greatest. Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, he was once walking, a very simple, humble man. And there was this lady who was walking very arrogantly, and sometimes when Allah blesses some of His creation with beauty, then you see naturally that they walk in such a way as if I am the only one. I am the only one. Our scholars and akabirin would often say that if you want to see the real beauty of a woman, the real beauty of a woman is when she wakes up. The real beauty of a woman is when she wakes up. That is the real beauty. Not when you paste your face and do all sorts. Nowadays it's so easy. So the Malik ibn Dinar had heard of this woman, and subhanallah, incredibly, she was a slave woman. Despite the fact that she was a slave woman, but a lot of arrogance. Why? Because her master was a wealthy man and a very rich man. So she belongs to someone who was honorable because of wealth, and so she was also someone taken to be a lady of great honor. And such was her honor that despite the fact that she is a slave woman, she also had her own slaves. How does that work? Khud ki bhi khadima hoti thi. She had her own maids and, you know, people around her serving her in her servitude all around. And so when she would go in the bazaar, she would go with a group of all her khuddam walking. And so Malik ibn Dinar looked at her and said to her, if I am not mistaken, you are a slave woman. If I am not mistaken, you are a slave woman. So she said, yes, I am a slave woman. So Malik ibn Dinar said that, maybe I can buy you. Maybe I can buy you and own you. And she got very upset to that. Mullah saying like this to a woman, you know. Who do you think you are? Can you afford me? Look at your clothes. You're in rags. Look at your face. How dare you say that to me? Malik ibn Dinar. And so she had all her khuddam and men around her. She did not realize, and she said, pick him up and let's take this man to our master. Now Malik ibn Dinar was picked up by a group of people, and she took offense to this, and they took her to the master. So the master took great pride because this woman was his slave. And when Malik ibn Dinar was standing there, this master said to Malik ibn Dinar, how dare you speak to this slave woman like this in this manner? Don't you know she belongs to me? Malik ibn Dinar said, yes, she belongs to you. All I said that possibly, maybe if your master was to sell you, I can buy you. So the master said, have you looked at your clothes? Can you afford her? Can you afford this woman? Malik ibn Dinar said, yes, if you allow me to set the price. If you allow me to set the price, I can buy her more. No problem. And he said, okay, give me the price. Bolo, kya rakha? And then he looked at her and he said, the seed of one day. What is the price of this woman? You know the stone that is inside the dates, one khajur, seed, stone, that is the stone of that one date. That is all she is worth. The master got so angry, how dare you? Do you think this is mazak? You joking with me? This is the price of this woman? Malik ibn Dinar said that, you see, this woman, the truth is, and in fact this is for all human beings, she has to work very hard from day one in the morning to maintain this body and the looks that she has. And it is only there for another few years. Everything will slowly fade away. Do you think she is worth it? And Malik ibn Dinar said that, why don't you stand next to her when she is in the toilet? And there is sweat, perspiration that comes out from her. She has to maintain her body. She has to perfume her body. She has to do ghusl every day. There are so many defects that are in this lady. And you are telling me that I should pay a higher price for this woman? So Malik ibn Dinar said to this very rich man, let me tell you and describe my wife. So he said, tell me, who is your wife? Malik ibn Dinar said, she is the most beautiful. There is never a need for her to do ghusl. There is never a need for her to do ghusl. There is never a need for her to apply perfume on her body. She is nothing but perfume. Fragrance that comes out. She is the most beautiful. There is no need for her to do miswak. There is no need for her to do ghusl, wuzu. She is the most beautiful and she never ages. So this man said, who is this? Which kind of a woman are you talking about? Malik ibn Dinar said, I am married to the Hur of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you can only marry them, and the mahar of these women is something that you need to pay in this dunya. The mahar for a person to get married to these women is something that you pay in this dunya. And the mahar is obediency, ibadat and ita'at of Allah. So I am doing ibadat and ita'at of Allah. This is the woman that Allah has given me, and I have done nikah with them. What is this woman of yours that she is in the bazaar and she thinks so much of herself? And so Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar just wanted to explain to the master and also that woman. And in fact both of them understood what Malik ibn Dinar was trying to say. And so in reality, my respected brothers, who we are, we need to understand وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ, that Allah is the Most High and He is the greatest. Allah is the Most High and He is the greatest. Allah. If you open up a grave after 6 months, or even 6 months is too far, but after a few days, then you see the reality of this person, who he is. Allahu Akbar. And so these names, my respected brothers, are very, very powerful. Very powerful. And by these names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove any kind of difficulty. Any kind of difficulty. That is why تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, Surah Rahman, the last ayat, Allah says that in the name of your Lord there is barakah. In the name of your Lord there is barakah. Now in the name of Allah there is barakah. Imagine that. Allah is saying, not in your names, But in my name, when you take it, there is barakah. Allah has put barakah inside. The barakah ismu rabbik. Dhul Jalal. And Allah is Al Jalal. And this name Jalal is not used at all. Jalal is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Filled with glory, His majesty, and filled with honor, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. So there is barakah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is there barakah in the name of Allah? Understand what is barakah. Barakah in the Arabic language means al-ulu. It means growth, al-izdiyad, anything that increases above expectation. There is an increase above expectation. A man invested £100 in something and was just expecting in return maybe £200-300. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors for this man. This man became a millionaire in a very short period of time. This is barakah. إِذَا أَنَاخَ الْجَمَلْ إِذَا أَنَاخَ الْجَمَلْ The Arabs say that when a camel sinks in the sand, and they would explain barakah, they say that generally when something increases, stability is not there. When something increases, there is no stability. That's why you see when the economy is there, it's thriving, and then all of a sudden, everything comes down. Economy was good, everything came down. You know, you have pieces of Lego, and you build, and it goes something that goes high and high and high. There's no stability on the top, it's going. But the Arabs would say barakah means like a camel that is sunk into the sand. It has sunk into the sand. A camel is a very strong animal. And what he's saying, barakah means increase with stability. That is the meaning of barakah. That Allah gives you an increase, and there is also what in there? Stability. Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take anything away from it. That is why Hazrat Saham Rahmatullah alayhi says, that we were under the leadership of Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami, Sahabi. And we were going for jihad fi sabilillah. We were in jihad. And so his contingent, we were all there, a group of people. We knew where we were heading towards. But subhanallah, all of a sudden we realized that we came to a dead end. And this dead end was such that in front of us was the sea, the ocean. And at a distance we could see dry land, like an island that was there. And the quickest way for us to get there, where the enemies were giving trouble to one section of the Muslim Ummah, was to actually cross the water, cross the sea. And Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami got stuck, and he said that, what are we to do now? Allahu Akbar, there is water in front of us, and here there is no one that can actually take us so that we can cross the sea and get to the other side. The Sahaba Ikram Ajmain were people who had Kamil Iman and Kamil Yaqeen. And some of them were saying that maybe we should go back and take another route, this and that. Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami said, no. We are here, we go now straight through. Hazrat, what do you mean we go straight through? He said, get on your horses, and mashallah, on your horses, cut through the sea. And so some of them said, Hazrat, this is suicide. He said, no, no suicide. Allah will help us. We are in the path of Allah. And so Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami was in front, and he looked at the group of people that were behind him, and he said, listen to me. And he lifted up his hands and he made dua. And he said, Ya Alimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim. Four names of Allah. Ya? Ya Alimu. Ya Halimu. Ya Aliyu. Ya Azimu. He took four names of Allah and then he said, Inna Abidu. O Allah, we are your slaves. Wafi Sabilik. And O Allah, we are in the path of jihad. In your path. Wafi Sabilika. We are in your path. نُقَاتِلُ عَدُوَّكَ. And our intention is sincere that we are going to fight those that are your enemy. Allahumma فَاجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Allahumma فَاجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. O Allah, make it easy for us and open the path for us so that we can get there. Believe me, that is all the dua that Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami did. And he says, are you ready? Every single person there, many were not Sahabi of course, Tabi'een that were there. And he says, we are ready, whatever Allah wills. And subhanAllah, history testifies to this. This ummah, subhanAllah, cut through the ocean, cut through the seas. And they would look down. And it was the name of Allah that was guiding them and taking them and taking them and taking them, took them all. And they did jihad. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Ala ibn Hazrami says himself that there was a time again when we were in jihad, we ran out of water. And again he read the same dua. The same dua he read. But at the end, a bit of changing in his own words, of course, this was the dua. He said, Fasqina ghaythan nashrabu wa natawadda'u. O Allah, bless us with water so we can drink and we can do wudu. It is said that when I made this dua, immediately it started raining. And as if in front of us there was this pond made and water was being collected there. And we were drinking from it. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped the ummah. With yaqeen, with iman. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. For Allah, the beautiful names belong to Him. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And make dua to Allah with these beautiful names. That is why our ulama say that if you are in any kind of trouble, any kind of difficulty, use these very powerful names of Allah. Azim, Kabir, Ali, which talk about complete power, sovereignty, taqat, quwwat, everything with Allah. And you do the tasbih and you say, Ya Ya Alimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Aliyu, Ya Kabiru, or even Ya Azimu, and you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that. That is why amongst the khulafa, one sahabi whose name was Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Ali. And in our namaz, what is our tasbih? Subhana Rabbiyal Azim and Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Both these names are there. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim and Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. A'la is from the word Al-Ulu. That Allah is the most high. That is why in the kitab it is mentioned that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Mi'raj, the tasbih that the malaika were doing was this tasbih. Subhanal Aliyyil A'la. Subhanal Aliyyil A'la. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanal Aliyyil A'la. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Hakim Nishapuri Rahmatullah alayhi says that whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want something, then he would start praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Subhana Rabbiyal Aliyyil A'la Al-Wahhab. Subhana Rabbiyal Aliyyil A'la Al-Wahhab. Read this dua, my respected brothers. Subhana Rabbiyal Aliyyil A'la Al-Wahhab. Sitting in the house of Allah, let us make this dua that Allah, we have all read this beautiful dua, this beautiful name, and we are asking from you that you make us from mustajabut da'wah. That every time we lift up our hands, you accept our dua. Achi dua di hai. Acha ji chanda karo. Mazak kar raha hai, mazak kar raha. Subhanallah. And so these are such beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always understand, my respected brothers, when we hear this, Al-Ali Al-Kabir, means these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to actually make dua with these terms. Al-Aliyu, Al-Alimu, Al-Halimu. And it is good practice to memorize the beautiful names, and in fact it is good practice to actually do dumb of these beautiful names on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from takabbur. Because Al-Aliyu means that Allah is the Most High. That is why in the hadith it comes that Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i. Allah is the greatest. And Kibriya means Allah is the greatest. And if a man shows arrogance, it means Allah is saying that you are trying to take from Allah the upper garment. The upper chadar, the upper garment. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have an upper garment. It is only to explain to we human beings, because this is how we are. Imagine if somebody was trying to take away from you something, your clothes, and was trying to make you bare. So that is humiliation, if he was going to take everything away from you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Kibriya, that I am the Most High, and understand if you take this away from me, it is as if you are prepared to fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These are blessed names, my respected brothers. What we learn from it is humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are completely humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam means submission. Islam means submission. Sometimes if somebody tells us something, we should listen to it. The problem today is that we are full of arrogance. I should win the argument. I should win the argument. Why should you win the argument? Sometimes be humble and say, no, mashallah, you know what you said is right. Definitely. Acknowledge someone that is telling you something that is good. Acknowledge it. That no, mashallah, you know what, jazakallah, what you said, I take heed, it's good. Wallahi, what you said to me, it's very important. I lost my control. You know what? Jazakallah. Good habits. Good habits. This will resolve all the difficult situations. But the problem is, we want to be like the one who is the Most High. We want to be high all the time. This is the downfall of a person. When a person wants to be high, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him down. Allah puts him down. Always in mannerisms. This is something that is very, very important. Sometimes you might have somebody who is younger than you. Even if he is younger than you. Subhanallah al-Azim. But if he has something to say to you and it is just, and if there is a reason to it, listen to him. And just to end, when a person understands that Allah is the Most High, when he departs from this dunya, then Allah will put his ruh in a place that is called Illiyin. What is it called? Illiyin. And Illiyin comes from the word Al-Aliyin, the name of Allah. Illiyin. Illiyin is a special place where only those souls will be transferred that are destined to go to Jannah. So ulama have mentioned those who have taken Allah to be the Most High and are humble in this dunya, then when death comes to them, their ruh will be placed with Illiyin, because these were people who were humble. And if there's no humility, Allah save us. Then your soul is going Sijjin. Allah save us. Sijjin is a place where the arwah and the souls are destined to go to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah give us the understanding of these beautiful names.
Ameen.
And that we make amal on them. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.